This is Psycho Crap. I'm Adam, the National Psychology Examiner for examiner.com. And this podcast, I basically just find things that I find interesting in psychology, and I talk about them. I write about them, research them, and talk about them in 5 minutes or less. And I had an article about boosting your memory in 10 minutes or less, and obviously I had to split that up into two. This is part two. Earlier we were talking about imagery. Now, let's talk about compacting. Here's how you can boost your memory in 5 more minutes, starting with compacting. So imagery is useful when you remember this means that, but what if we are asked to remember a list of words? Not something that this means that, but just a list of things. For history class, we may be asked to remember all of the U.S. presidents. Our algebra teacher may ask us to remember each part of the quadratic formula. How can we commit many items into memory? Well, instead of arduously remembering each individual item, we can compact all these items into one single image into memory. Psychologists call this chunking. How can we memorize this list of 10 items? Apple train, alligator phone, frisbee fork, wheel, light bulb, cloud, shoe. Most students would simply go over the list several times, repeating each item, covering them up and attempting to recall again. Now, this strategy would work eventually, but imagery provides us with an alternative method which is a little more fun and may even allow us to remember the items more long-term. Imagine this picture instead. There is an alligator at the wheel of a train. And no emails about trains not having steering wheels, please. There's an alligator at the wheel of a train. He is distracted because he's eating an apple and talking on a cell phone. Meanwhile, there's a frisbee balanced on a fork blocking the way. As soon as the light bulb on the front of the train brings this into sight, the alligator slams on the brakes with his shoe, emitting a cloud of smoke from the force of the brakes. I know that was long, but you may have to read it again and imagine or draw it out. Now, of course, this is a long sentence, but it's not the sentence we need to remember. Only this one silly story. Really, only this one image. Since each item is in some way acting in the story, it's easy to remember how each item is associated with one another. As soon as we remember there are 10 items to remember, the task becomes one, or simply finding all 10 items, 10 of those items in the story. Numbers. Now, memorizing numbers represented an entirely different challenge for me because they lack character. It can be hard to put numbers into a story or use imagery as we did before. If we are asked to memorize a set of numbers, we can assign each number to a phoneme or phoneme clusters, such as 1, the W sound, wuh, 2 is T, 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 3 will be th, as in 3, and then obviously you get duplicates like 4 and 5, so for 4 I do f, and 5 I do the v, as in 5 v, and so on. Now, if we were asked to memorize the number 13470628017589, we can make a story for later retrieval. Without these forks, even Randy stands to enter right when Evan validates each knife. Now that's kind of confusing, but surely that's easier to remember than 13470628017589. I managed to use this technique to memorize pi to 50 digits. And that is Psycho Crap. That's part two of how to boost your memory in 10 minutes. I hope those tips worked. And if you have anything to tell me or ask me or even a request on something to podcast or something, I don't care. You should let me burp for a second. You should follow me on Twitter. I'm ABVegan. That's AbVegan.